Next item, discussion concerning conservation replenishment program project to allow the harvest of seed oysters by private planters from areas permitted for shell dredging upper James River between September 13th and 24th.
We're getting ready. We were supposed to start a long time ago in the summer, but we're getting ready to harvest shells and plant areas in on Seaside and in the York River with our fossil shells. We have permitted sites up the James River. If you look down here, you can see this lower part is where the public grounds end. We have permitted sites that start from like Groves Wharf up and go above Kings Mill. These are these little red areas that we dredge shell. We've been dredging out of this bigger one since 2001 when we started this site. Still only done a very small part of that big one, but when we went and checked them this summer, these areas are shell. The shell is 40 feet deep, but there's always a crust of shell on top. In years when you have droughts, larvae will be carried way up there, orchard larvae, and they'll set on them. And some years you have orchards up there on the top, some years you don't. I mean, if a freshwater event comes through, a hurricane or something like that, it kills them all. They don't ever get big. But when we went up and checked this spring, I mean, since we've been seeing these really good spat sets in the James River, they've translated up there, and we had about 3 years' worth of seed on these sites. And it just seems like we could get a hurricane at any time, that these are ideal places. Since it's off the public ground, we can let them go up there, and they can use efficient methods of dredging up there and clean these areas off, and they can use them and put them on their private ground. They don't want to move these to any area that has high salinity. These are low salinity oysters. You probably don't want to move them to, I mean, it's ideal for the James River people that are on both sides of the seed areas, because the thing that we've been lacking in the James is there's no shucking houses close to the James River, so we can't. The private industry has a hard time getting shells to put on their private ground to catch spat. And the shells are real old. And these seed will serve not only that we're going to allow them to harvest as seed that they can grow out with some risk, but even the worst case is that if they would die from disease, it's a source of shell that they can have for getting sets later on. They are small. They're going to have to live through a couple of years to get to be market size, so there is obviously a risk, but we're suggesting that we have a special season up there that before the public season where they can go up and harvest from these areas. They would have to get a warm water permit through Regulation 1230 for a bulk seed permit that says they can stay beyond the 10 o'clock, or by that time it'll be the 12 o'clock. It also says they can handle oysters that some of this area is condemned, and the bulk seed permit makes sure they have to stay aboard for 30 days before they can be used. But there's such a small quantity of oysters up here that are market oysters, there's really no temptation to take big oysters out of them and try to pick them out. So we're suggesting we open this for the 2 weeks. You sign up, you get that permit, we give you a form that you keep up with your harvest, and there'll be an honor system, and that it would come back to the special fund, $1 per bushel, paid back to our special fund for every bushel that you harvest and you move somewhere. And there's some interest in taking them up Potomac, up the Rappahannock. As long as you go way up those rivers, they would be fine.
They're condemned. Who's going to handle the sealing?
Because they're seed.
Oh, that's exactly right. You're right. Right.
And you're exactly, we have right. This yep. Bulk seed for meth. That's
yep.
Fine.
That's right.
We're doing it that
okay.
Way.
Yeah. Any questions? What do you need, a motion to endorse the program?
George,
I'm sorry, Mr. Inslee. Yes, absolutely. Of always, yes, sir.
I'm basically in agreement with Jim's proposal, but I have a concern, and the concern is that on the James we haven't had any shell or seed for a long time in the public areas. And it seems to me that this would be a good time to have at least a pilot program. The public rocks are just offshore these private grounds that Jim is speaking of. And why can't we, if we're going to dredge by, as the watermen call it, and not cull, then why can't we hire someone to at least get part of those seed to go on the public rocks to help build up the public rocks? It just seems like we're using a public resource to promote the private industry, and I'm all for that because I do some of it myself and on lease grounds. But the public on the James needs some help too, and this seems like a good opportunity to do that. I don't begrudge the brothers on the Eastern Shore getting shells on the York River and so forth, but I do have a pretty strong feeling about taking all those seed and moving them out of the James off of a natural striking public area.
Thank you, Roy. Jim, comments? Two things. I guess number one is the funding aspect of it. Well, number two, displacement.
For us, it's not as much the funding. I mean, the places that we would, it's two things. The places we want to move them are areas that are towards the more salty areas that would be the higher risk for moving these oysters. But secondly, it's just because of our manpower and what we do, we are getting ready to go into this big shell project that's going to take home our people for September. And I don't know how we would manage it. And I'm afraid I'd be perfectly happy to do that if we could spring. But my worry is that if we get a hurricane, these oysters won't be there in the spring. And then we'll look like we missed a golden opportunity to make these available. So this seemed to be the best compromise that we're taking money into the money that we can use for seed in the spring. I mean, they're obviously not going to get them all. It's some an area we can go revisit. And the fact is, we do have seed in the lower James that we can move it at any time in the normal public areas that we use. That we can get in the spring. We've had a good set in the Piang tank that we can move this spring coming when it fits the. You know, then we have manpower to do it. So it, right now the worry is just, will we lose these orchards? Because this is as pretty a seed as I've seen, as long as I've ever looked at seed, of, you know, more than 1,000 count of orchards that are big. I mean, they're not market, but I mean, they're certainly big like this. Nice round orchards, and I just would hate for us to lose them for the industry.
Any questions? What about the spring aspect? I mean, you think you can,
as far as the maggot, we'll have plenty of seed in the spring coming. You know, I mean, these are the only ones. I mean, we have seed on the seed rocks.
You're talking about the big seed project. You're talking about with Langenfelter up there working now. Is that?
Yeah, he's ready to start.
I saw him. I was out there Sunday. I saw him.
Yeah. Big shell project. Yeah.
Yeah. Manpower is a situational issue that you're concerned about, as long as we do something as we promised in the springtime as far as the seed is concerned. Roy, is it?
I just feel like something should be done on the public rocks. It just doesn't seem fair that we haven't had any repletion effort in way of shells or anything on James for a number of years. And now we have the seed in the James on a natural rock, obviously, and it just doesn't seem fair to the oystermen, the industry, and so forth, in the James, on the James, to take those seed and distribute them all statewide, anywhere that the planters want to take them, and ignore the public rocks, just completely.
to me, makes a good point. I know we're jammed up as far as the manpower is concerned, but I don't know what else to do at this close to.
We can either let them sit and hope they make it till next spring, or, I mean, we have plenty of seed in the James. This is just a, the nice thing about this is that the private people up there in the James have such a paucity of places to get seed that they can afford. And these are affordable seed and shell that are above, they're kind of a bonus. They're above our seed area.
Mr. Tankard?
And being from the shore, I don't want to step on anybody's toes in the James or on the Western Shore, but it seems to me that if we go to private growers who are, as you say, they're not going to go to salinity levels that are high. They're going to stay with salinity levels that are low. So it's probably going to keep them on the Western Shore and keep them in the place where they come from. But what I like about it is if they're going to go to private people who've made the effort, those oysters will probably come to fruition on their watch. If they go to public rock, who knows what really happened to them. They might not come to fruition. So I have a tendency to have a pleasure for private holders to take these things. It's my take.
Mr. Robbins.
Chairman, I was just going to ask if we move forward like this, if we couldn't explore some other priorities in the spring that would address some of the concerns about public rock, to see if we couldn't find some opportunities to move someone to public rock in the spring.
I mean, we have plenty of seed in the James to move. It's just that these are just, you know, you went up there and you found out
and
it's something you had not been expecting.
And we have some resources to do that with, correct, Mr.?
Yes.
So basically, the money that we get from this will help help to replenish seed on public rock on the James.
We still have some left over that will be utilized.
Well, this is new money.
That's my point.
Okay.
Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, in light of that, I would suggest that we move forward with staff's recommendation.
Your second to the motion?
Second.
Mr. Tankard, further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. However, we won't forget. If we do, remind me.
I will.
I guarantee you. Yeah. Item.